Dream Big. That was MSU head football coach Mark D'Antonio's simple mantra for his team this season. Their dream was realized in the fourth-ranked Spartans' 24-20 Rose Bowl victory last night over number 5 Stanford. When asked to summarize his 7th Spartan season, Coach D'Antonio was even more characteristically concise. Completion. Completion was the final punctuation to MSU's football big dream and the 2013 Big Ten championship. We'll celebrate this morning by talking to several friends in Pasadena this morning on Current State. We'll hear from Current State host Mark Bayshore in just a few minutes. MSU Alumni Association Executive Director Scott Westerman. And first, WKAR's current sports host, Al Martin. Al, I'm sure you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning at, 6:07?
I tell you what, it is exactly 6:07 right now, Peter. I just literally just start wiping the crust out of my eyes. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, my friend. How are you this morning?
I am very, very well. I got to tell you what, Peter, it was quite the moment last night to be down there at the Rose Bowl and experience that moment. From everything from that final play, the final play had to be my highlight. Of course, that 4th-and-1 stop with Kyler Ellsworth. When that moment happened, Peter, and they got to stop and they realized that they had won the Rose Bowl, chills went up my spine. It was like we were down on the field. They let the media on the field 5 minutes before the game ended, and we were down there watching that moment and seeing D'Antonio pump his fist. My ears are still ringing from that moment alone, and it was the first time I actually got chills up my spine. The first time I've ever covered a game and got chills. It was unbelievable, Peter.
Well, everybody back here in East Lansing had those chills too, Al, and it was wonderful to follow you vicariously online and see you standing on the rows in the center of the field after the game. And that play by Kyler Ellsworth, is, as you said, you couldn't write a more perfect ending to a dream season script than that play at the end of the game. But it was certainly a team effort throughout this entire 60 minutes of play, everything firing exactly when it needed to.
Right, right. That's very well put right there, Peter. That's the thing that the players echoed. I mean, when we talked to them after the game right there on the field, I mean, they talked about how this the chemistry on this football team is just amazing. You know, and a lot of that has to do with a lot of senior-laden guys that have been with each other for years. And this has been the goal. This is the goal. Like you talked about Mark D'Antonio, completion. And he talked about the number 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, D'Antonio being his 7th season and getting here, it all comes full circle. And that's what it was about today. I mean, it was about standing, you know, right side by side, being a Spartan dog, if you will. They bring up that a lot. And just being a gladiator, and they always compliment it. Even if you talk about any individual play, you know, out there, you know, when you try to talk to Tony Lippitt about, you know, his touchdown, you know, in the Rose Bowl, he said, well, it was not even me, it's my team. You know, they always talk about the team, and that's something that echoes throughout that entire team, Peter. And that's what makes this group so special. They deflect the individual awards or accolades.
That's right. You can, as we begin to break down the game in the next few minutes, Al, you can look at defense, the offensive line, our offensive backs, Cook and Langford, of course, the no-fly zone, our kicking game, and our special teams all delivering at exactly the right key moment. So let's start a little bit in our breakdown with the first quarter of the game. It was Stanford's quarter, but MSU survived.
Right, they did. They did. You know, I think survive is one of the key words throughout this game. But you know what, Peter? That's something that really has been impressive as a scene, especially if you look at this entire season. You know, at the middle of the season when they found out that, you know, when they really, after I think that Notre Dame game was the turning point. And you know, everyone brings up the moment. If you remember back to that Notre Dame game where Cook was actually pulled out the game and they put in Andrew Maxwell, and we all know what happened. The drive stalled, and you know, you could chalk up the loss for MSU, the only loss of the season. That was really a turning point for Michigan State right there, and you know, it really, you know, put in the concrete that okay, Cook is a guy we got to stick with him. We got to go through the growing pains because he still is a young quarterback. The thing that's so impressive with Cook, though, if you look at it, especially last night, Peter, and looking at that game, you know, especially when you know he wasn't as accurate as we've seen him in the past, but Cook has a short memory. which is the most special thing about him. When he, even when he threw the pick six, you know, which was a terrible play, he's being rushed. He just tosses the ball up. Clearly a sophomore quarterback mistake, but he just brushes it off. And that's the biggest thing about Cook. You know, he brushes it off and looks forward to the next play and says, okay, you know, I may have, you know, made a big boo-boo there, but, hey, I'm going to go out of here next play and just settle in. And that's what he did. And we saw that throughout this entire game. The defense stepped up when it needed to. And all, the stars aligned when they needed to. I tell you that, Peter.
Is that Cook's reaction sort of what people mean, do you think, when they talk about mental toughness?
Yes, that's exactly what you mean. And it's so impressive because, you know, here's a guy who – especially at the beginning of the season and the fiasco that we talked about, when you look at the MSU offense, they didn't know who their quarterback was going to be. You know, Cook was competing with two or three other guys, you know, and finally, you know, when they settled in on the guy, it said, okay, well, we'll see if that, and we, me and you talk about this, Peter. If you would have told me, looking at the very beginning of this season and how this team, you know, there were so many question marks in the offensive end, if you would have told me they would go to the Rose Bowl and let alone win a thing, I would have laughed at you so hard and said you're crazy, you know. But like I said, I mean, you know, just having that game-by-game mentality, which is so cliche, I know that. But D'Antonio talks about just taking it. They all count one. He says that all the time. And that's exactly how they progressed. And that's the mentality, that mental toughness of a sophomore quarterback to be so young like that and to have a short memory. That is so impressive, Peter.
Another moment of terror for MSU, an oh-no moment followed by mental toughness, was that Jeremy Langford fumbled, knocking on the door, just about to put a crucial score into the end zone near the end of the game. But then he was able to turn it around as well.
Right, exactly. He also had that short memory that we talk about. Yeah, I mean, and that play was, you know, just Langford not wrapping up the ball, not being, you know, he had a great game. He brushed it off, and that's another thing that's so impressive, because, you know, the backs that have stepped up, specifically Langford, he's been unbelievable. You know, he's a hard runner, north-south guy, and the thing that I really, really noticed and stood out to me about Langford is he's so patient, Peter. You know, when he grabs the ball, he's not making a quick move and deciding on it right then and there. He kind of, you know, dips around a little bit once he receives the ball, looks at what holes are there, and that offensive line did a really, really good job of opening things where they need to be. And Langford sees it so well, and he just goes with it. You know, he's such a patient runner. I think that's the key to MSU's run game. Langford has a bright, bright future.
Al, just a couple of more questions for you and your impressions. That air of quiet confidence and determination that's shown by our MSU players, that's got to be coming to a great extent from Coach D'Antonio's attitude, don't you think?
Exactly. And that's something the players always talk about. You know, when I'm in the locker room, I was expecting, players to be, which they were, of course, as you heard. I mean, you heard, Drummond going nuts, you know, at the very beginning of the show. You guys played that. But the thing is, you know, when you talk to these players, you know, about how does it feel to win the Rose Bowl, I was expecting them to go just absolutely bonkers, Peter. But the thing is, you know, especially when you talk to guys like, it really stood out was, you know, Tony Lippitt and Denicos Allen. When we talk with Denicos Allen, talking to him on the field, I mean, talking to Denicos Allen on the field, which he had a huge game. Denicos, I mean, he was everywhere, flying everywhere, getting tackles left and right. There's this calm confidence. Like, they knew this was going to happen. This was supposed to happen. They were already smelling the roses before the game even started. And Coach D, I mean, he made a video. He actually went down to Pasadena before the season even started and addressed the team right there on the field when he just took a random trip to the Rose Bowl. And he made a video that they played at the awards banquet before the season even started. And he said, guys, we're going to come here. We're going to win it. And that mentality is carried them the entire season. So it's already like their mental state was in the moment that they were going to win. And when you have a coach like that who's confident and just he's as cool as the other side of the pillow. I always say that about Mark D'Antonio. I mean, he doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. He's just even keel. And when you have a coach with a mentality like that, it bleeds onto the rest of the team, Peter.
I'm so glad you mentioned that Coach D'Antonio video that he made last May, virtually predicting this moment. Al, thanks so much for joining us today. Al Martin, host of Current Sports on WKAR. Al, safe and pleasant trip home and go green.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'll see you when I get back, Peter.
Al Martin, thanks very much again for joining us. Al's the host of Current Sports. You can hear that program every weekday on our sister station, WKAR AM 1870. And, of course, you can see Al with his guests on WKAR TV every Thursday night. We have on the phone with us now the guy who is normally in this chair I'm sitting in right now, host Mark Bayshore of Current State. Mark, how you doing today?
Peter, I've always wanted to be on this show. I'm so delighted to finally make it. No, we are doing just fine. I can't believe we're having this conversation, to tell you the truth. It's been so long since MSU's been to the Rose Bowl, and to actually be here for my first one has been just extraordinary.
The word that players and coaches used last night at the end of the game was surreal, and I think that's kind of what you're suggesting right now. It's surreal in so many ways.
To hear Coach D'Antonio use that word twice in his comments after the game, I think really captured the whole thing. You know, you grow up. I've been watching the Rose Bowl since I was a kid. I mean, and it's been 50 years since my first game that I attended in Spartan Stadium, to grow up with that kind of history and that kind of legend around it. And it's the 100th anniversary, and then to be here, I mean, I was actually emotionally, I think, not unlike a lot of Spartans, these were two really closely matched teams, I was emotionally kind of prepared to lose the game. And then on top of everything, to win the game, I mean, I can't even describe it. It's just been great, great fun.
Mark, I wonder if another moment of surrealism didn't strike you, which was this end of the game, a small margin of lead, fourth quarter, couple of minutes to go, with the MSU defense on the field there to win the game. Eerily familiar to our last Rose Bowl ending in 1988, as you might possibly recall, USC with the ball. With 2 minutes left, the MSU defense on the field holding on to a slim lead. So that surrealism was everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's an angle that I was aware of, but I hadn't thought about that much. So I think it makes it all the more extraordinary. And I think the image. For the image of the game is clearly Kyler Ellsworth at the end of the game again. Yeah. I think it's going to add to just kind of the aura of this thing for Spartan fans, without a doubt.
Mark Bayshore is the host of Current State. Mark, we'll sure be looking forward to having you back soon. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Peter.
Mark Bayshore, Current State host. He'll be back next week. We're talking about MSU's 24-20 win over Stanford yesterday, number four, taking on number five and coming home with the Rose Bowl championship trophy. On the phone right now is one of MSU's biggest, if not biggest, fan. It's the MSU Alumni Association Executive Director, Scott Westerman. Scott, I've been following you as well all week, and man, what a week, what a game.
An unbelievable week to be a Spartan, Peter. I'll tell you, it's worth all the sleep I didn't get.
Talk about that week, Scott, spending in Pasadena, being among your fellow alumni and Spartan fans, that amazing pep rally held in downtown Los Angeles. Take us there.
Well, it really was an unbelievable feeling to see the Spartan nation come together. I can't even begin to describe to you what it was like to look out over a sea of 27,000 Spartans who were all cheering at LA Live at the pep rally, the 10,000 Spartans that were the largest tailgate that we've ever had before the game. But I think what touched me most, Peter, was at that first quarter when the Spartan marching band came out and played the fight song. Everybody, I mean every Spartan in that stadium, was singing the fight song so loudly that you couldn't hear it above the band. And that's something that I have never, ever witnessed before. That level of Spartan unity was something that I think that no one was there will ever forget.
Scott, let's talk a little bit about the Spartan presence in the stadium after we listen to a short clip from Curtis Drummond.
Oh, yeah, we definitely felt the love. You know, we felt the Michigan State support. You know, our crowd came and they provided. You know, they got us hyped. They kept us in the game. It got real loud in here. You know, it felt just like home.
Curtis Drummond talking about that MSU presence at the Rose Bowl. There was a brief reference on the TV broadcast to a strong Spartan presence, but, you know, visually, orally, it was more than impressive. That blimp shot had to show more than 50% green in that that Rose Bowl environment.
Well, that's something that the Spartans did to make it happen. As
yep.
you know, we didn't get nearly as many tickets as the Stanford people did from an allocation, but every Spartan that I talked to that wanted to find a way to get out here found a way to get a ticket. And one of the things that Coach D'Antonio told me in the private moment we had before he went on stage at the pep rally was, these are the people that got us here just as much as the players on the field got us here. And I think that's a powerful statement for Spartan support.
What would this mean for you, Scott, as MSU Alumni Association Executive Director? What does this mean for what you do, this big win?
Well, I mean, you're going to hear all of the folks talking about how this is going to have a wonderful financial impact. It's a great way to start for us to start off our capital campaign that we'll kick off this fall. But for me, what it does, it just reaffirms the work that people like you and I do every day for Michigan State University. We're here because we love this place. And to see our Spartans out here in L.A. just totally affirm every bit of what it means to be a Spartan, all the good things. I mean, there was no negativity here. There were no arrests. There were no things that were burned. Everything was good about this experience, and it's a memory I think that all of us are going to make and keep for a long time.
Scott Westerman is Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association. Scott, thanks a lot.
Have a great day, guys.